got to catch up with one of our friends here on the 18th of March when he was up here for Claire Lynn's not really inaugural address to the local public, but certainly an event that brought people out. And that would be the person whom she will dispose, hopefully. That's the plan. And that's Boomer Wright. How are you doing, Boomer?
I'm doing great. It was a great meeting. Lots of people there and gave Claire a good start. She's going to be a good one. There's no doubt in my mind.
Good showing there,
yeah,
for that.
Good showing. And she's got the experience she needs to be there. I wish I would have had her experience that she's had that first year, couple of years that I was in office. It really makes a difference. It takes a little bit to understand how to play the game and what you need to know. So,
and she's got some of that background.
Yeah. She worked for me for a while, and then she's worked back in D.C. for a senator, and right now she's working at the House Republican office doing speeches, doing research, those kinds of things. So she's right on top of everything.
All right. Now, obviously, you know, you're calling it quits after 5.5 years. I guess it'll be a total of 6 by the time it's officially up, right?
Correct.
And you were talking to me that night about the hospital. And tell me a little bit about what the legislature has done in saving the – I'm assuming it's Coos Bay.
Yes, the Bay Area Hospital. Yeah. They came to me in the latter part of January and basically said that they were struggling. What basically happened was to keep up with technology and what's happening in communications between hospitals and doctors. They invested in some new technology to make sure they could do that across the state. So they took out a loan for about $50 million. Yeah. It was extensive. And what happened was then shortly after COVID hit. So they lost during COVID over $120 million. And so that put them in a tough spot. They're making their payments, but there are certain restrictions within their loan, which was from the Bank of Montreal, and they weren't keeping up with that, making payments but not doing all the other things that they needed to do. So they got concerned, of course, that the Bank of Montreal might foreclose. And if they did, they would probably be sold and be turned in what's called a Class A or B hospital. They have 175 beds now. They would be restricted down to 50. And they would lose things like their cardiac department, their maternity ward, the things that people really need on the coast, considering those of us who are getting up in age and need those kinds of things. So they came to me and said, what can we do? I met with the Treasury Department in Salem and see what we could do with them. We spent an amazing 6 weeks finally getting the bill passed. And basically what it is that the state of Oregon is a co-signer or will be a co-signer on the loan. They guarantee the loan. They're not giving out any money, but they're co-signing so that the Barrier Hospital can go out, find another lender, and be able to continue. And like I said, they're making their payments. They're doing the best they can. And so the idea was that if we didn't have a Bay Area hospital or return to a B hospital, then many, many more people would be having either to go to Eugene, Roseburg, or to Portland. And I think that would be detrimental to a number of people who need that magic hour after a stroke or a heart attack. And I think we would lose people. Let's put it that way.
How will they be able to go forward? I mean, that's a pretty huge sum, $50 million there.
Yeah, it's actually 44.
It's 44 now?
Yeah.
So it's down a little bit. But that's a pretty big sum to have to pay off, barring any other catastrophe that may befall them between now and then. When you say the state will co-sign that, what would happen if there was an issue?
Well, obviously, the state would be responsible for taking care of the loan. But like I said, the hospital has new leadership now. They've got a new contract. And so they're looking down the road and saying, we can make the payments. One of the biggies that they were experiencing was by 2030, they would have to come up with essentially a $25 million balloon payment, which was no way they were going to be able to make. So this eliminates that. They're going to find a new lender. And I think with some extra help from the state to support there, I think they'll be just fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So – congratulations on getting that done.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was
team effort.
Let me put this way, George Henry. It was a team effort. It's the way the legislature is actually supposed to work. My good friend Rob Nose, who is the chairperson of the health committee, who is a Democrat, he and I work very, very closely together. I work with my caucus, and his caucus was extremely supportive. There's only 24 Republicans, and I got 42 votes in favor of the bill. We worked together, and then over in the Senate, I worked closely with David Rucksmith, who is now running for Wyden's position down south. He spearheaded that along with some other Republicans, and we won by one vote. It was a little contentious over in the Senate, of course, there's not as many of them, but they came through and we passed the bill. And so I am just ecstatic about being able to work with people who care about hospitals. I will be starting a work group, study group on hospitals in general, because Bay Area is not the only hospital that's in having some problems with finance.
I think pretty much all of them are at this
point. I think you're right.
With Medicaid, Medicare, all that stuff, the payments, you know, aren't keeping up with inflation. They're not keeping up with the cost of things to do, so it's causing them a problem with it.
Yes, it is. So the state's going to have to do something to help these hospitals out. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to be working with the Treasury Department again and the Oregon Hospital Association, getting them together and seeing what we can do. What are the options? I have no idea, but we've got to do a better job or we're going to lose our hospitals, particularly our rural hospitals. However, a bright light, of course, is that the Trump administration has come out with some funding for rural hospitals. I think there's the $22 million is coming into Oregon, at least I think that. And so we'll see. So that's going to help some hospitals.
Are you mentoring Claire at this point, or is she pretty much got the ball and rolling with it?
I think she's pretty much got the ball and rolling with it. I'm working with her concerning, you know, campaigning, because she's never done that. So I'll be working with her campaigning, but she's pretty much got it. I'll just be there if she needs something. She knows she has my phone number and she can call me anytime, but I'll be there for her campaign. And also, I think educationally, because I have served on the education committee, K-12 and higher education, she's asked me to kind of be a part of that for, you know, a couple of years, give her advice, do research, those kinds of things. And I'd be more than happy to do that.
All right. Well, anything else that's pressing on your mind you want to get off, or is that pretty much it?
Well, first off, I just like to thank the Florence community for their support, whether that was donations or cards, letters, emails, phone calls. Just thank you so much for that. Sometimes it gets a little lonely up there in the Capitol, and those letters and emails make a big difference. Just said, Boomer, we're supportive of you. Keep up the good work. You're surprising that some days that makes all the difference in the world, positively and negatively.
There you go. Well, if you're deciding to fully retire at some point, enjoy that.
I will do that. I'm going to go spoil my grandkids.
That's a good thing to do. Yeah. Boomer Wright, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. God bless.
Next up on the April edition of Our Town, we speak with Melanie Hurd from Crow. She's going to give us the latest on Suzico the Musical and more.